I love your intro, Mossy, and it's fair enough too. Getting extra hype to have a chat to you, which is always exciting. On the football front, World Cup qualifiers continue for the Socceroos tomorrow. They go up against Lebanon once again, a game I'm sure you are particularly excited for.
Good morning, Benny. Morning, Loz Clarkey. Look, I'm sure there's plenty of listeners that wish that the content of my segment matched the introduction to my segment. But nevertheless, the Socceroos march on, and big game tomorrow night. For a lot of different reasons, you know, we hold the advantage, obviously, and a comfortable lead at the top of Group I. So, you know, we're pretty much safely through to the next and final round of qualifying for the 2026 World Cup. But Graham Arnold still continues to try and build depth and find that balance between building depth and getting the results and evolving the way that we play. He's got some injury concerns to get over. Jordan Boss and Riley McGree have both left camp and gone back to their clubs. Joel King from Sydney FC, who hasn't played a lot of game time at Sydney in the A-League this season, comes in as a bit of cover on the left-hand side, and he's, you know, no stranger to Socceroos camp. He's got a handful of caps in the past. But it's an important game tomorrow night, and I believe ticket sales have gone very, very well down in the nation's capital. So expect a big crowd. Well over 20,000 at GIO Stadium.
What about some of the other internationals, buddy? Over the weekend, Germany had a win. Brazil beat England as well.
Yeah, that's right. And a new star is on the horizon. Endrick is his name. They're comparing him a little bit to Romario, Clarke. He's the youngest player ever to score at Wembley. I think he's the youngest player behind Ronaldo to play for Brazil. And it just seems a very, very humble a human being, but with superstar powers. So keep an eye on him. He's off to Real Madrid. He signed for Real Madrid and can't join them until July, I think, when he turns 18. Incredible that we're talking this way about someone who hasn't even hit 18. But I think he's going to be the next big thing in Brazilian and potentially world football.
Loz, I'm sure that you're keen to get a heads up on the national team shake-up there.
Well, I was about to ask, Mossy, Gary Moretti, tell us a little bit about this appointment to the head of the national teams.
Yeah, Loz, I think this is one of the most significant appointments in recent times, and I don't say that lightly. Gaz was used to be the team manager of the Olleroos and Socceroos years and years ago, went overseas, got recognised by FIFA and appointed to head of competition management for FIFA, and comes back to Football Australia as head of national teams. Gaz is a highly decorated football administrator, very, very savvy, very smart, has connections deep in Asian and world football. And I think this is going to be huge for the national teams. And I don't just mean the senior national teams. I'm talking about the pathways as well. Gaz won't take a backward step. He's got football running through his veins. He's got great leadership qualities. I think he's got all the things that we've probably been lacking in that position, which I think is an incredibly powerful and influential position in Australian football, which I think will also have an impact on the A-League down the track. But first things first, making sure the national team pathways and senior teams are operating as they should. And I think he'll give great support to the likes of Graham Arnold and Tony Gustafsson and all the national team coaches. So big, big news for Australian football.
Yeah. That led to my next question, Mossy. I think I don't know, Gary, but from what you've just said, obviously this is going to be a good appointment, but that's for the national teams. And I think here in Australia, we're always going to support the national teams. But I'm just wondering, and I don't want to be disparaging here at all, but like with the A-League, there just doesn't seem to be enough out there about it. Like, how do we go about fixing the amount of coverage or the publicity that the A-League receive here in this country?
Well, look, and you're right, Loz. I can't sit here and argue as much as I've got football running through my veins. You know, there's issues, deep-seated issues that need ironing out. And we seem to be back at this point again where the A-League, men's and women's, need a lot of love, care and expertise and leadership. I think that's a big thing. And I believe FA ran a big leadership summit last week or the week before, and the A-League owners and senior management were all there. There's a big push from Anta Isaac, the new chairman of FA, to get leadership at the level it needs to be to get Australian football back to the level it needs to be. So he's really pinpointing leadership, which I think is a very smart move because I think Fish rots from the head down. And if you haven't got leadership right and where it needs to be, then nothing else will work. So that's point one. Point two, and our good old mate Robbie Slater was in the media over the last few days, and of course I have a lot of respect for Robbie's opinion. He believes the A-leagues need to go back under the FA banner. You'll remember it was unbundled a few years ago, and things haven't worked. We've got to be honest about that. The amount of money that came in through Silver Lake private equity that was wasted on Keep Up, the app, things like that. It just hasn't worked. So, you know, the A-League was a lot stronger when it was under Football Australia. I believe there's some real willingness from APL to explore that going back to FA. So if that can happen, I think that will be a step in the right direction.
Talking of leadership, Perth Glory, they've announced that former Socceroo legend Stan Lazaridis has been appointed as the club's football director.
You've been doing your research over the weekend.
I have.
Yeah, fantastic. And
Stan down the left side of the field.
How good.
Speed.
Yeah, what a funny story about Stan Lazaridis. But got to do with gambling inside his own team when he was at West Ham. But anyway, the ball used to get kicked out very early in games, and they used to tell him to just run. And they'd find him from the kickoff, and he kept seeing it go to row Z. Then he worked out about seven rounds in that they actually had a wager on which team would kick the ball out first in the game. But anyway, back to real life. And look, it's a great appointment. Stan has a wonderful name in Australian football, obviously, but he's a very smart businessman as well. And he's been appointed director of football for Perth Glory, so it's a savvy signing from the new ownership at Perth Glory, and I think it's just another sign. There's some good things happening. You know, if you look at Auckland FC coming in with a billionaire owner, Bill Foley, you look at Stan Lazaridis joining Perth, there's some green shoots and there's some positive stuff happening. But the big stuff, you know, the health of the league as a whole, bigger crowds, broadcast, all the things that make a league thrive, certainly need a lot of work.
All right. Well, talking about the A-League then, what's the latest with the Newcastle Jets?
I was just trying to make myself feel better, Loz, and then you dragged me right down again. There's more questions than answers still, even over the weekend, and we spoke about it Friday morning. There was more questions than answers. Nothing's really changed over the weekend, aside to say that the change of ownership process at the Newcastle Jets seems to have been in train since October last year, which I find surprising because APL have owned Newcastle now for, I think it must be coming on three years now. So that needs to get sorted and sorted quickly. Otherwise, a foundation club is going to be sunk, and we can't afford for that. No one in the Newcastle Hunter region deserves for that to happen. But I think, the club really need to step up that process because I can't understand why a club in Newcastle, one team city, is not attractive to potential owners. So I can only assume that the process is fraught rather than the attractiveness of actually buying a club up there. Because we saw even yesterday with the NRL, Newcastle get behind their sporting teams when things are going well and healthy. It's a wonderful sporting area. So that needs to be sorted very, very quickly.
Now, just before we let you go, Mossy, last time I was on, I was informed by several listeners that you were having a horror run with your multi. I want to celebrate you if there is reason for celebrating. How has your multi going in the past few weeks? Any success stories?
Well, with the backing of the two gentlemen next to you, particularly Clarkey, I have to say. Loz, I think Loz was quite happy that I wasn't winning because it sort of took a little bit of the focus off his multis. But Clarkey was backing me all the way in when things were down. I think it was 66 on the trot, according to one listener. I've had a couple of wins since you were last on, Benny.
He's
so, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. He's well and truly back, put it that way.
You are fair weather, Loz.
Me?
Fair weather.
I think the right word is selective, Loz.
No, well, I'm more supportive of everyone to their face.
Yes.
Oh, right. So behind his back, are you happy to admit you were cheering against the rival multi?
Could have been. Possibly.
Can't remember.
Can't remember. Yeah. That's exactly right.
It was that long ago, Matt. Like I say, Mossy's been terrific.
I enjoy celebrating everyone's success. Mine more so.
There's a saying, Benny, there's a saying too. It's much easier to look through the windscreen than the rear vision mirror because it's a much bigger piece of glass. So I can't believe you've actually gone all the way back and brought that up again.
No. I just knew you had a change of fortune, and I've been cheering for you behind the scenes.
We like leaving things in the past, Mossy. Don't worry about that, buddy.
Move forward, Mossy.
It's a new year.
Even if you hadn't had a winner, I wanted you to lie. Good to have you on, Mossy. Have a good week.
You too. Take care, guys.